this call came as a result of the last visit of the envoys to South Sudan, in which they informed the government that the talks will resume on the 31st of July. And the last adjournment came as a result of the boycott of the talks by the rebels. So bearing that in mind, we call upon the rebels to enter the next peace talks, the next phase, in good faith, so that we bring peace to our people and so. So this is because the rebels, up to now, their position is not clear. Last time they boycotted the talks because they did not want to sit with all the stakeholders on the same table. They demanded that the government should only sit with the rebels and the stakeholders should be consultants at the lobbies. This was against the provisions of the protocols and the agreement of the communiques and the agreement which was reached on the 9th May 2014. This is why we call upon the rebels to enter this coming phase talk in good faith so that we bring peace to the people of South Sudan.
The rebels have called for the withdrawal of Ugandan troops because they think that the Ugandan troops have taken sides supporting the government in the conflict. Why is your government refusing to adhere to their demand as part of the effort to resolve this conflict once and for all?
These are issues of sovereignty and they are not in question. They are unquestionable. There is nowhere in the world where the rebel group will dictate the government and say that this should be done so that we do this. This is out of question, number one. The government have made so many concessions to the extent that we have almost reached a stage of saturation whereby we will not be in a position to give any further concession. The rebels have never conceded in any way, but the government had been conceding all this time up to the last minute. So there is no way issues of sovereignty can be compromised.
Once you reach your saturation point, you say the issue of sovereignty cannot be compromised. But if you reach the saturation point, then what happens?
What happens is that it is up to the rebels. This time it is for the international community to press on the rebels to ensure that they also concede on their demands.
So far, what would you say has been the expectations of your government ahead of these talks in Addis Ababa?
Well, our expectation is that we expect the rebels to come to their senses so that they talk peace, so that we stop this killing, we stop these violations which they have been constantly doing, so that we bring peace to our people, so that our people live in peace and harmony. This is the most important thing. We are after peace, and we are ready to pursue peace wherever it is. And our position is that the government of the Republic of South Sudan is ready to negotiate with anybody, anywhere, anytime, so that we bring peace to our people.